Welcome to Personal Development Sundays, where Stacey A. Cross provides you quick hits on mindset, money, health, fitness, business, and love. Sundays isn't a day for football. It's a day to take your self-development to a whole new level. Working today? That's okay, because these tips, tricks, and strategies are given to you within 5 minutes. Let's get uncomfortable with PD Sundays.
Beautiful episode here on Sunday, man. It's all about PD Sundays, all about personal development Sundays. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. And today is all about communication. It is the foundation to business. It is the foundation to life. Imagine if we did not have a voice box, if we didn't have language to communicate, if we were still grunting, how do you feel about that? Now that we have communication, we have languages, multiple hundreds of languages that we could use to communicate to another human being. Well, why wouldn't you be interested in communication? Why wouldn't you develop your communication atmosphere? Let's go. I always was kind of scared of communication because, you know, I'm from Jamaica. Man, my accent comes through more than a little bit. I tend to fumble over words. I remember when I first came to America and I was in, kindergarten, like first grade. And they were like, man, where are you from? We don't understand you. We can't understand because I had that thick Jamaican accent. So, but at the end of the day, I wanted to communicate better with my fellow colleagues, with my fellow students. Even in now business, there's business language. I went out and got tons of books on business language because now I want to communicate better in business. And when you communicate better in business, then people will understand and you could get your point across at any given moment. It doesn't take long, and it's not supposed to take long for you to get your point across in business and life. Suppose you want your kids to clean up the room, right? How do you communicate that? How do they know that you really mean it? How does it point to a call to action? What a call to action means is, how are you going to get them to get up and go clean the damn room? I mean, you could yell at them. That got me moving when I was a youngster. But really, is that effective communication? So now we added another layer to communication. There is just communication, there's no communication, and then there's effective communication. The definition of effective communication is understanding the emotion and intentions behind the information. Understand who your audience is and what they want to get out of the communication. Effective communication is also a two-way street. It's not only how you convey a message so that it's received and understood by someone in exactly the way you intended. It's also how you listen and gain the full meaning of what's being said and to make the other person feel heard and understood. So what could you do today to produce more communication, better communication, effective communication? Well, the first thing that I've done in growing my communication library is making a library. Like, I went out and got dictionaries. Never used to be interested in looking up big words. Big words for me are big words that are not so big in character. They're not long and they're not hard to pronunciate. They're fear, they're discipline, it's persistence, determination, uncomfortable, comfortable. I want to know what comfortable means so that when I'm communicating it to another person, they are able to see visually what I am conveying. I wanted to be better in business communication. I got a business dictionary. I want to be better in communication all around. Then I went out and communicated. That was really it. If I told you that I stood in front of my ninth grade English class reciting a speech by Caesar and Brutus from the great story Caesar, and my English teacher said, "Stace, who are you?" That was so amazing. I thought I fumbled over everything. She said, "Hey, Stace, do you act?" You know, I said, "No, I don't act, but I can act. I mean, hey, you made me feel real good." And what she saw was the way that I communicated. I was afraid of communication. I was afraid to speak before. And now, of course, you're going to be like, Yeah, right. The best way to gain insight if you really understand a subject is if you're able to recite it to me without fail, stutter, stop. You really get the subject and you're easily able to convey it. One of the reasons why we don't learn and why we don't progress in our studies, even me in college, was because we don't understand the words that are presented. So the first and only thing that I want you to do today is grab yourself a dictionary and really look up some big words. Get yourself a business dictionary and learn more words that you could apply to your vocabulary in order to effectively communicate to a wider audience. You ever walked in a bar and understood how someone could easily spark up a conversation? What about a MLM networking event? Someone could go in front of a crowd and really hold it down and understand and convey a message. What are you doing to get more communication in your life? I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name, and today is all about communication. Peace.